has a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church that's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Wages and automation are the issue for tens of thousands of dock workers up and down the East and Gulf Coasts who walked off their jobs when their contracts expired overnight. Among them, Wade Foster at Port Elizabeth in New Jersey.
We only want our worth. We're not trying to price ourselves out of the market.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The group representing shippers and ports says its current offer would mean a nearly 50% pay hike as well as improved health and retirement. The Longshoremen's Union says that offer is still far short of what its members are seeking.
It's the first time the group's walked out since 1977. Israel says commandos and paratroopers launched raids into Lebanon today as part of what the IDF's Daniel Hagari calls a limited ground incursion.
Hezbollah turned Lebanese villages next to Israeli villages into military bases, all ready for an attack on Israel.
He says Israeli forces have been carrying out raids into southern Lebanon for months, uncovering Hezbollah tunnels, weapons caches, and invasion plans of its own. Hurricane Helene now blamed for more than 130 deaths in the southeast. Tens of thousands are suffering, like Robin Howerton in Swannanoa, North Carolina.
This town is devastated, and we need help. We need food.
More than 380,000 customers there have no power. Many have no cell phone service. The vice presidential candidates debate tonight. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The CBS debate will shine the spotlight on Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz. Political analyst Amy Dacey says for Walz,
what does it mean, you know, when they say that they want to make sure everybody has economic freedom and access? Double down on the abortion issue.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says J.D. Vance will have to defend his views on those issues and more.
He's going to have a lot of incoming about the ridiculous claims that he and Trump have made about what was going on in Springfield, Ohio.
They continue to insist immigrants are eating cats and dogs. Sports fans remembering Pete Rose, the man who broke baseball's hits record in 1985. Charlie Hustle died at the age of 83. USA Today's Bob Nightingale.
Just, you know, he's everything what everybody wanted in a player. Hard-nosed, fiery competitor.
Rose was banned from the league for betting on his own team. Nightingale believes he may have a posthumous shot at the Hall of Fame. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Let's check out Forbes' new list of the richest of them all.
Elon Musk remains on top. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is second, with Oracle's Larry Ellison third. Back on the list is former President Donald Trump with an estimated net worth of $4.3 billion.
CBS's Cooper Lawrence. S&P futures down 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 6 Racine City Council members are threatening a boycott to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged power overreach. Their absence could prevent a quorum at tonight's meeting, potentially halting city business. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite, facing 40 felony charges, is likely to take a plea deal. In court yesterday, a hearing was scheduled for late November. Teens and Trades Day will be held Friday in Racine at Case High. The event is meant to spark interest in non-traditional careers. Over 800 students attended last year. A public hearing is being held in Racine today on a proposed We Energy's rate hike. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. The gathering takes place at the Chavez Center. And political campaign events and a Brewers playoff game will coincide in Milwaukee later today. It may cause traffic impacts later this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
You know, we can't worry too much about who we're going to play. The bottom line is we got to play, you know, and be ready ourselves.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in Week 4.
I think you got to be focused in terms of very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're gradually going to see the wind dying down here through the day. Our high 66, the wind northwest, 15 to 25 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 47 tomorrow. Sunshine, 71 on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. So much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
That's what I feel about Mondays, but it's Tuesday at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, a boatload of coffee, and here we go, into the music, woo! It's Venus, group of Shocking Blue, great one-hit wonder.
Godless on a mountain top, was burning like a silver flame, the summit of beauty and love, and Venus was her name. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire and your desire. Well, I'm your
Memorial Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Dragging the line.
Angeles, hits WRJN from the same guy that brought you My Baby Does a Hanky Panky, Hanky Panky, Tommy James, without the Shondells on this particular hit, but I love him. I just think he does a great job. Moni Moni, they did Crimson and Clover, Crystal Blue Persuasion, I Think We're Alone Now. Boy, that he's just unbelievable. I wish he was my friend. Oh, yes, we're getting a little mellow on a Tuesday. Sly and the Family Stone. Don Rosen told me a great story about that group. They didn't show up for some concert, and the radio station lost a lot of money and got a lot of bad will, as you would when you've got a big theater full of fans, and Sly doesn't show with the band. A little spotty back in the day. A little bit of a drug problem, you understand. So didn't show up. Radio station stopped playing the music. Today, though, we're celebrating a birthday from the saxophonist. So when you hear Sly and the Family Stone, that is your cue to call in and be caller number 5 and call us on the 262-634-WRJN number. Fifth caller will win an album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. So final, by the way, because at the end of October, a couple people are going to win record players to play their vinyl. You know, it's kind of nice to have a record player when you got a whole room full of vinyl. It just kind of works out. I like staring at it myself, but sometimes I like playing it as well.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Richie Valance, that's right, the Richie Valance, WRJN, local news, timeless. It's Richie, of course, taking that final airplane ride with Buddy Holly, and of course, the big bopper. Gosh, what a waste. Just, you know, normally I save this kind of attitude for Sunday. Here's sweat and tears, blood, sweat and tears, my friend.
You find in dying, well then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Thank you.
chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Here I go! Ha! Hey, hey! And I'm the devil! Right behind. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
the Rascals, Good Lovin' right here on WRJN. This radio station's number but local news, timeless hits, and Good Lovin' right here on WRJN. Pete Rose, we lost him yesterday, 83 years old. Those of us at a certain age will remember Charlie Hustle. But I never agreed with a lifetime ban as far as not being able to be in the Hall of Fame for that. I just never did. You got... Pete Rose, I've got him lined up. This is an interview that he did earlier this month. I believe the interview was October 1st. And they asked him, what are your feelings about not being able to get in the Baseball Hall of Fame? And here it is, in his own words, not mine.
Well, the only thing I could think of that would make that happen is I got suspended in 1989. You know how many years ago that was? I mean, time usually creates everything. And it's been a long time, and there's been a lot of negative things happening in the world of baseball. And don't get me wrong, I was absolutely 110% wrong of what I did. Okay, but to do something like I did, and that's bet on a baseball game, and now you're punished for the rest of your life, I don't think it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people. When other guys will kill somebody, or they'll be strung out on drugs, or they'll beat their wives and stuff like that, in a couple years, they're back in the game. So I think that's the dilemma that people are struggling with right now as far as the Pete Rose case.
Yeah, and I'm going to be wrong. I agree with him. So Pete Rose passing away yesterday, 83 years.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Denny removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Denny broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it, what happened, what were the facts behind that. And I think that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We Energies wants to raise rates, and you can let them know about those plans today. The power company is holding public hearings this week in Racine and Milwaukee to gather feedback about their proposed rate increases. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. It's already facing opposition from local officials and environmental groups concerned about affordability and clean energy goals. People can voice their opinions at the Chavez Center in Racine today. It'll be an interesting night at Racine City Hall. The city council meeting tonight faces potential disruption as six members threaten to boycott. They're protesting what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of authority. The dissenting council members argue that the mayor has limited their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. The absence of all six boycotting members would prevent a quorum that could lead to an early adjournment. Getting around Milwaukee might be tricky later. Political campaigns and playoff baseball are colliding in the city. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump will make separate campaign appearances, with Trump scheduled to speak at Discovery World at 5. Emhoff will be at a manufacturer on the northwest side speaking at around 4. Adding to the excitement, the Brewers will host their wildcard playoff game at 4:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're gradually going to see the wind dying down here through the day. Our high 66, the wind northwest, 15 to 25 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 47 tomorrow. Sunshine, 71 on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60. Yeah.
local news, timeless. This WRJN. Sun is finally out. 61 degrees right now, and we're seeing.
Mind. see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I thank people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
What the heck? Double shot of summer in the summertime from Mungo Jerry and Summer in the City. Here's Love and Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Smile that says hello, it's good. you there. It's this and so much more that makes me love you. What else can I do to make you see? You know you have whatever's mine to give you. But love affair for one can never be. If you love me, let me know. If you don't, then let me go.
Awesome, Olivia Newton-John on WRJN. Yep, local news, timeless as it's all right here. Going to be celebrating the return of Brewer baseball tonight. Broadcast time 3:55. My kids and me are celebrating, though, with hot dogs and hamburgers. Great way to watch a game.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware.
Reflections of the way life used to be. through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control.
Local news and timeless hits are back in WRJN and CBS National News. Stuart J. Waddles with local news, weather, sports, all coming up right after this from the Chiffons on WRJN.